So good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome a new member to the Shir tonight. He's been coming to Shir for a while, but now he's a full-fledged member of Shir. Put on tefillin today, so things are very different. It's a different kind of arm, it's a different kind of boy, it's a different matzav altogether. So Moshe, welcome to that. Welcome to the club. We're very excited that you keep coming to the Shir in your current state. That's good. So the vote, your vote is counts much more now. Okay. Rabbi said we're still up to Hilchos Tefillas Haderech, and whilst we covered a lot of interesting points in the previous Shir, especially with regards to skulas and additional halachas with regards to embarking on a journey, we also covered Sif Hei, which tells us how many times a day a person should say Tefillas Haderech. And now we're going to be discussing when actually is the right time to say Tefillas Haderech. Rabbi Isai, when and where do you say Tefillas Haderech?
When you're on the border of the town.
Border of the town.
Just when you're outside of London, for example.
Right. Okay, good. So when I was a child in Switzerland, we used to go on holidays. And I remember the little villages that we sometimes passed, tiny little villages. You probably see them here as well, not so familiar in England. Little villages, and there you see like four houses, two farms, six cats, and by the time you enter the village, you're basically out already. So here I can really hear what's the beginning of the town and what's the end of the town. I can also work out how the tchum of the city is. I can pretty much work out what does it mean to enter the city, and what does it mean to leave the village? But when it comes to London and such huge cities, how do you define? I mean, if you go on the M1, you will notice that you travel literally, you travel long past Luton. I mean, there's still houses on the side. And I imagine it's not just because there's a motorway there. I imagine it's pretty much populated in all directions. So you could basically travel halfway to Manchester and there's going to be, and you're still to some way, you're still in the suburbs, until where are you, when have you left the suburbs of London? Question taken up by Sam. When do you say Tefillas Haderech? When have you left London? Do you need to leave London to say Tefillas Haderech? Can you say Tefillas Haderech in London? Good question. I asked once one of the foremost poskim in England, one of the most famous poskim and dayanim in England. I asked him once, please, after investigating this sugya thoroughly, we're going to get quite the picture shortly, Mitzvah Shem. I asked him once, so, Lemaisa, Halach Lemaisa, where does one say Tefillas Haderech on the M1? One of the greatest poskim in the UK. Where exactly is the right place to say Tefillas Haderech as you leave London? And his reply was, I don't really know. It's really hard to define. It's very, very hard to define. But let us see what the halachic background is.
When you leave the London Borough, so if you've got London Borough, you're going outside of the last London Borough, that's outside London.
Okay, so you're saying that it's...
If you go on the train and follow the M1, so, for example, if you're going from London to Manchester, I would say after Watford.
After Watford.
Or just before, maybe just after Watford.
Watford kind of area.
That would I would think.
Does that sound okay to you? Before, after?
Beyond Watford.
If you're on the train and you go past Watford, then you really are, you begin to go into the countryside. But if you're in the car, Watford's only junction 5, we're junction 4. And then it goes on to Luton and Dunstable and then probably junction 9 or 10. Maybe.
Junction 9 and 10. You've travelled for basically an hour already. Right?
Half an hour maybe.
Yeah? So is that when you're going to sit Tefillas Haderech? You've been on the M1 for half an hour, three quarters, and that's when you're going to sit Tefillas Haderech. And you can still see houses, and you're still going to be seeing houses on the sides.
It's not to do with the fact that you're in London outside. It's just when you get to an area where there's a big.
Oh,
is that the whole
very thing? Good. Okay, let us see your very valid point. We're going to start now. There is going to be Siv Vav, which needs to be learned together with Siv Zayin, because they're going to be they look very confusing and they look contradicting each other. Let us have a clear picture in this. Siv Vav tells us the Maram in Rottenburg. And the Maram Rottenburg, I'm always, whenever I just see the name of Maram Rottenburg, I'm just always inspired. We all know that he was a We all know the story of the Maharal Rotenburg. It's one of the famous children's stories, but it's a true story. That he was captured. It was Maharal Rotenburg. He was captured. He was one of the Gedolim. One of the Gedolim Rishonim was captured by Gentiles, and he was in prison. They wanted him to they kidnapped him for money. They knew that the community has there's lots of stories about it. They wanted a lot of money for him. They wanted a lot of money for him, and they knew the community was going to pay whatever to have him safe and sound. But so the captain, you know the story that he was captured and he was in a prison. He was in I think it's well known where he actually was captured. I think the actual place either still exists, so they know where it was. But he was imprisoned there under very, very, very impossible circumstances. They wanted to get the money for him to be released, and he didn't allow it. He said, "B'shum ponim v'ofen don't allow," because otherwise they're going to be doing it again. And whilst the community was very happy, the killer was very happy they were very keen to get him out of there, and they actually were able, despite the poverty, they were able to actually gather the funds to release him from the Rishoyim. He didn't allow it. He said, don't let me out of here. And he remained the rest of his life in prison until he actually was nifta. And when he was nifta, even then, they wouldn't release his body. And then they actually, they gave all that money for his just to get his body, and that's what happened. So he's got kvuras Yisrael, he's bad. But that's the story behind Maharal Rotenburg. To me, this is just a thought of the Mesirus Nefesh of Maharal Rotenburg. But even more than that, the Mesirus Nefesh of Din, who prepared to give out the last pennies to have the Maharal Rotenburg back, is just so inspiring. And I see his name, and I just get inspired. So Maharal Rotenburg says the following. Do you know the story, Rabbi Yisrael? There's lots of parts to that. Maharal Rotenburg, the Haram Rotenburg. When he journeyed, when he left Ladach on his way, Baboika in the morning, when the Maharal Rotenburg would travel in the morning, he would say, yeah, the Tefillah Sadech after Yirotzoin. In other words, he would say Tefillah Sadech in the Shmoyne Esser. He would say Tefillah Sadech in the Shmoneh Esrei. He wouldn't do it as a separate tefillah. He would say Tefillah Sadech in the Shmoneh Esrei. Where was that? Where would he say that? Where are you going to be davening? A shul, at home. That's prior to actually traveling. Hey, are we getting that? Your Maharal Rotenburg said the Tefillah Sadech prior to leaving. At home, in shul. Kidei, in order, le'asmicha, le'bir kazagoy melchazil, chasodim, v'tiyeh brochas mo lechaverto. He said that he would say the tefillah in the morning, and the main reason was in order to be so he is teaching us the concept that tefillah sadech ideally should always be, you should join it to another brocha. There's an inyan, there's a topic, it's a beautiful thing to connect two brochas to a brocha to tefillah sadech. And as much as possible, Maharal Rotenburg therefore said it in Shachris. He said Tefillah Sadech in Shachris in order to have two brachas together. As opposed to if you just said Tefillah Sadech when you're traveling, you're just going to eat Rotzon, you're going to say the Tefillah Sadech. He's not going to be joining another bracha. It's going to be. Correct. And therefore, that's right, there's no brach to the Tefillah Sadech at the beginning. Therefore, that's the way he did it. Mishneh Berurah Sif Kotten Chav Zayin. Let's move on to Zayin. Because that we're going to see a slight contradiction initially. It looks like a slight contradiction. We're going to get clarity soon. Save Zayin on top of page 278 says the following. Oimer oiso acha shehichzik baderech. You will say Tefillah Sadech. Oimer oiso, you will say Tefillah Sadech. Acha, after shehichzik baderech. After you have established yourself in the journey. Does that make sense in English? You've established yourself in the journey. You have had a proper start in your journey, in your travel. It's going to be very important words. You have only once you have had a foothold in the journey.
Once the
CD's
gone in the car, then you start.
Once the CD. Then you're doing well. You're doing well because but in some cars it won't go behind. You know, you have to like basically by the first turning. That's when you have to. Yeah. So, okay, good. So, that's a good definition when the CD goes on. Ach, shehichzik badech. Ve'ein la'omro, Don't say it. Don't say Tfilah Sederach. Elohim Kain, unless. Yesh lo ilelech parso. Unless you're going to travel a parso. A whole parso. Which is, we're going to define how much a parso is exactly. We're going to see soon. Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that it's 8,000 amas. Avol pochos me parso. But if you travel less than a parso, lo yachtoim bevoruch, you will not say the bracha at the end. Brocha to Hashem Shemet Filu, you don't say brocha if you travel less than a parso. You should ideally say it in the, within the first parso, within the first 8,000 amas. You should ideally say it within the first parso. If you forget to say it, you can say it as long as you're still traveling. But you can say it as long as you're traveling, you can say it till Tfilas Adach. Unless you have reached the final parcel till destination. Because once you've reached the final parcel, the final 8,000 amas before you reach destination, once you've entered that, you can't say broch anymore. You're going to say it Tfilas Adach but without a broch. Misham ve'elech yoyim ha'oysa b'loy broch. Okay. Rabbi Sai, there is a very open contradiction over here. What's the contradiction between Seiv Vav and Seiv Zayin? Very good. Rabbi Kagan notes very accurately that in Sevov we tell us, Sevov teaches us that Maram Rotenburg, when did he say Tfilas Adach? When he davened in the morning. And what is Sev Zayin telling us? What is Sev Zayin telling us? You said Tfilas Adach? When you're traveling. How does that make sense? You sing it in shul before you leave, or you sing it once on the journey. When did you say Tfilas Adach? Good question. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sefkot and Chavzayin. Loderech baboike, perish. Kshar yunochutz lif'omim leilach laderech baboike koidim atfila. The Mishnah Berurah answers it here. He says, you could, in Maram Rotenburg, he said Tfilas Adach by davening when he had to leave. Kshar lif'omim leilach laderech baboike koidim atfila. This was when he had to leave urgently in the morning. When he left before, and he would actually be saying it in the, he would be davening on the way. But if you're traveling after davening, then you're not going to say Tfilas Adach before davening. Because the right time to say it is when you're actually embarked on your journey. As we learned in Siv Zayin. So Mishnah Berurah says, do you know what the Maram Rotenburg said? The Maram Rotenburg said the following. That he was talking about a specific case. That he had to leave, and as he was leaving, he had to daven, and he davened once he had started the journey. And that's why he was able to say Tfilas Adach whilst davening. But under normal circumstances, you're not going to be saying Tfilas Adach in davening. You're going to be davening first and then say Tfilas Adach when you're actually traveling. There is an interesting point though that has to be pointed out. Sometimes it may be a good idea to say Tfilas Adach when a person is davening. Can you think of cases and scenarios in that it may be a good idea to say Tfilas Adach, not when you're actually traveling, but prior to that?
If you're driving by yourself.
Right. Very good. Absolutely very good example. If a person is traveling and he's driving himself, he knows that he won't be able to stop, and it won't be a proper Tfilas Adach. So what the idea then is that he should actually say it prior to leaving. Yeah, he should say prior to leaving. There's other cases as well. If you know that, any other cases that you're going to say Tfilas Adach before leaving? Yeah? Yeah, absolutely correct. If you know you're going to be sleeping as soon as you travel, as soon as you go, you're going to say Tfilas Adach before that, absolutely. Also, when you know that you won't be able to say Tfilas Adach, either because you know there's going to be, you're going to be traveling through fields, you won't be able to make a bracha, or because you're worried that for other technical reasons you won't be able to say Tfilas Adach, we're learning now that there's a second best option is to say Tfilas Adach before leaving. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't split a tzak before leaving. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Ches. It's a good question. Good question. The second question I can't answer. I don't know. You're right. It would have made more sense to have Siv Zayin before Siv Vav. I really hear that. It's a good question. It's a very good question, that. And with regards to your first question, we occasionally find it's not really a story. It does sound like a story, but it's not really a story. It's not the story element as reported over here. It's the halachic element. It's yeah, because this is Maram Rotenburg is one of the Rishonim who it's instead of saying Maram Rotenburg paskened as follows, he said he actually did it himself. It's another way of saying it. We do find it occasionally in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Sifkot Chavches tells us Mucha lechaverto. Sheina Pesach is Baruch. Mishnah Berurah said Sifkot Chavches that first lech does not start with Baruch, and therefore, as much as possible, try to join it to another bracha which has Baruch. If you're traveling in the middle of the day, Yasmicha lebracha acheres kun sheyochal ishtei zedavo yivorech bracha achrino. So a person can do, if a person is saying first lech in the middle of the day and you're not davening then, you could make a brocha and then afterwards say Tfilah Sadech after that. Say brocha achoyna, and afterwards you say Alamech Vakakola, and then after that, as soon as you finish Alamech Vakakola, you're then going to move on to say Tfilah Sadech. Or Yatel Mai, Vyoyma Ashayotza, or you can say Ashayotza, which is what a lot of people do. They'll say Ashayotza, they're being excused, they say Ashayotza, and then afterwards say Tfilah Sadech straight away. Two reasons is because Tfilah Sadech doesn't have its own brocha at the beginning. You start with Yiratzen, and therefore it's nice to have a bracha before that to join it with a bracha. If a person cannot make any brachas prior to Tfilah Sadech, if a person for some reason cannot make another bracha, afal pi kein, you for sure can't say Tfilah Sadech without a prior bracha, that's fine. The kamer shenim sim to lasdech ein tzich shtis much lechaverto. Many poskim hold that it's perfect in order. So if needed, you can make for lasdech just on its own. That's fine. Mishnah Berurah adds now. I'm betur veis Yosef. No again little rishus magdolim isbochim sholchem b'derech. Interesting. This is not so common anymore. I remember that when I was in Shiva, this was a complete norm. I don't know. And when I remember that this is my memories that there's a minhag. Noyagin litol rishus me'agdoilim. It is a minig to ask permission from gdoilim, from tzaddikim, from rabbonim, from dayonim, whom is borchim, and you get the bracha kshoholchem baderech before you go on the journey. And about the chassidim, this is very, very common. This is absolutely normal. Before you go, before you leave the town, before you leave city, you go to your rabbi, you go to a tzaddik, and you say you're leaving, and you, as it were, you ask a shus. It's not really. Yeah. You ask a shus. It's not really asking a shus because he's not going to say, no, don't go. He's like, well, he's not going to say, don't go. But it's about asking for a bracha. You know, it says chem shalom. For lechem shalom. It's about that bracha. In yeshiva, in my days, I imagine it's still the same. I don't know. When somebody, a bracha goes away, even for ben hazmanim, you go to the mashkiach and the yeshiva and you said you're going. And that's that very halacha. It's not just a random inik. It's a mefurisha halacha. Nowadays, because the whole idea of Rabbonus is very watered down and everything is very different nowadays. Of the last 20 years, 30 years, everything is very, very different of the last generation. It's not so common anymore. And it's, so some Rabbonim, it's even odd to go and say, you know, you go up to say, I'm going away for a week. And he's going to say, okay, so therefore, what? You know, but this is really halacha and this is really what it's, you know, what it's meant to be. This is what it's a remes in the Gemara in Lochim Basanedrim Perishashi, not Roshus. The Mishnah Berurah's understanding is that you actually, when you tell him that you're going, he's hopefully going to daven for you. Journey is always an element of sakona, and therefore, by requesting permission, he's actually going to be davening for you. And there's a loch, it's a Gemara as well. A person should leave Pechitoiv, Vietze Pechitoiv. Dainu Beshachis, Penetzachamo, Vearvis, Trilas Ashkia. The perfect time to leave, if possible at all, it's Benetzachamo. And if you have to leave in the evening, then it's just prior to Shkia, Teshamo Yipol, Beachas, Apsochim, הפרוסים, ועל כן כשסומך לאירוי, שיודע לאיזור שם מהפרוסים, יוכל ללך שם בלילה, ואם אינו ילך לחידי, כשאין לוחש למזיקן. So Mishnah says, that is the ideal time to leave, is either first thing in the morning, or first thing in the evening. That's the ideal time to actually leave. Of course, nowadays, we can't always arrange things. It's one thing if you've got your horse wagon, you're leaving, you can time things accordingly. Nowadays, if you have to catch a plane, it's very hard to tell the pilot, you know, why don't you do it at 6:30? That's when Netz is. So it's a little bit harder, but I wish it's nice to know about this halacha as well. Okay, so, having discussed these points, we're going to be entering Siv Zayin. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, which is going to define exactly this halacha of Hichzik Baderech. What does it mean exactly? So let's just recap what we covered tonight. We learned that Maharam Rotenburg used to say Tefillah Sadech in Shachis in order to be Masmich Goyim El Chasod in Toim Lama Yisrael to Yirotzen, that he should say it in Shachis. We learned that this is the second best. Ideally, of course, a person says when you're actually traveling. However, the Maharam Rotenburg sometimes wasn't able to do that, and therefore he actually said Tefillah Sadech in Shachis. Yes, but this is only the second best. Ideally, you should first daven, and then afterwards travel, and as you start a journey, that's where you're going to sit Tefillah Sadech. More on that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But that's the Maharam Rotenburg's Hanhoga. We learned also that if a person says Yirotzen in the middle of the day, he should try to say Ashiyotza and then Tefillah Sadech, or Brocha Achrona and then Tefillah Sadech, to be Masmich, a Brocha to Tefillah Sadech. We also learned that there's an ancient minhag to ask a shus from Gdolim before leaving. We learned also ideally a person should leave either first thing in the morning or first thing in the evening. And we learned Siv Zayin, the outline of Siv Zayin, but more on that tomorrow. The outline of Siv Zayin tells us that a person should say Tefillah Sadech when he actually leaves Hichzik Baderech. And we learned that you only say Tefillah Sadech if you travel a full parsa. We also learned that if you travel less than a parsa, you're not going to say a brocha. We learned that if a person forgot to say Tefillah Sadech in the right time, you can't say throughout the entire journey unless there's less than a parsa left for the destination. If you've forgotten it all the way till then, you're going to say Tefillah Sadech without a brocha. Again, just to finish off with the Gvaldik HaKoros HaToiv, thank you very much for this very, very nice gift. I really appreciate it. And HaKoshim Pesach, and see you tomorrow, Mitzvah.